Let's read together Psalm 69. In this messianic psalm, David's persecution, David's prayer, and David's praise are all prophetic in reference to Christ. Let's begin by reading the first 21 verses. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children, because zeal for your house has eaten me up. And the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach. I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies. And do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I look for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let's begin our study of this psalm, Psalm 69, with some background notes. We see from the title of this psalm that it is a psalm of David, and it was given to the chief musician or choir director to be sung in worship to the tune of Shoshanim, meaning lilies. Psalm 69 is one of the most quoted psalms in the New Testament. Most of the quotes are in reference to Christ, proving that Psalm 69 is a messianic psalm. That is, it was prophetic of the coming Messiah. David wrote about 1,000 years before the coming of Christ. Now, we refer to Psalm 69 as a typical messianic psalm, because David was writing about his own experiences, but under the sovereignty of God, they become typical of what the coming Messiah would go through. And that brings us to our first doctrinal point. So doctrinal point number one, David's persecution in Psalm 69 is typical of Christ's suffering. David's persecution in Psalm 69 is typical of Christ's suffering. Verses 1 through 21, the verses that we just read. Now, we don't know the exact experience or experiences of persecution that David is referring to here in his own life, but they anticipate and foreshadow the experiences and sufferings of our Lord, and thus they are typical of the sufferings of Christ. In verses 1 through 3, the sufferings are likened to sinking into deep mire and drowning. The Lord quoted verse 4 in John 15, verse 25, in reference to his mistreatment by the Jews. They hated me without a cause. John 15, verse 25. In verses 5 through 12, we see that David did not claim perfection, but the sufferings and persecutions he was going through were not for any wrong that he had done. In fact, it was for the sake of the Lord that he was suffering reproach and dishonor. Verse 7. We see the prophetic fulfillment of verse 8 in John chapter 7, verse 5. For even his brothers did not believe in him. John 7, verse 5. And we see the first part of verse 9 fulfilled when the Lord cast the money changers out of the temple. John 2:17. The last part of verse 9 is quoted in Romans chapter 15 and verse 3. The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Romans 15, verse 3. As David was despised and even became the song of drunkards, verses 10 through 12, so our Lord was despised and ridiculed, even when he was on the cross. In verses 13 through 19 of Psalm 69, David prays for deliverance based on God's loyal love and compassion. Notice in verse 19 how David is confident that the Lord knows all about his situation. This certainly applies to every suffering believer today. Verse 19, you know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Clearly, verses 20 and 21 of Psalm 69 look forward to their literal fulfillment at the time of the crucifixion. Verses 20 and 21, once again. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. David's persecution in Psalm 69 is typical of Christ's sufferings. Doctrinal point number two. David's prayer in Psalm 69 is harmonious with New Testament teaching. David's prayer in Psalm 69 is harmonious with New Testament teaching. Verses 22 through 28. Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents, for they persecute the ones you have struck and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Wow, does this sound like the prayer of a believer? Up until this point in the psalm, we've seen that the sufferings of David are typical of the sufferings of Christ, with verse 21 being literally fulfilled in the suffering of Christ on the cross. We almost expect David's prayer at this point to be, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But no, in an imprecatory prayer, David calls down God's judgment on his enemies. How is this to be explained? Well, first of all, notice that in this imprecatory prayer, like all of the imprecatory or cursing psalms, David is not out for personal revenge, but rather he desired God's righteous standards to be maintained. Furthermore, the New Testament quotes verses 22 and 23 in Romans 11, verses 9 and 10. Here in Romans 11, the Apostle Paul applies these verses from Psalm 69, to the Jewish people who had rejected their Messiah. Indeed, all who reject the Lord Jesus will be judged, and their names will not be in the book of life. So David's prayer in Psalm 69 is harmonious with New Testament teaching. Now, before we go to doctrinal point number three, notice the messianic implications in verse 26 of Psalm 69. For they persecute the ones you have struck and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. Listen to Isaiah's words about the sufferings of the Messiah. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. And Isaiah 53 verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you make his soul an offering for sin. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 10. Notice how what we have in those verses is certainly implied here in verse 26 of Psalm 69, where they persecute the ones you have struck and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. Doctrinal point number three. David's praise in Psalm 69 is prophetic of millennial blessings. David's praise in Psalm 69 is prophetic of millennial blessings. Verses 29 through 36. Psalm 69, beginning now with verse 29. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. These verses look forward in three ways. Number one, they look forward to David's sacrifices of thanksgiving when the Lord delivered him from his sufferings and persecutions. Number two, in reference to the Messiah, they foresee the Lord's victory at the cross and the blessings following his resurrection. And number three, these verses look forward to the blessings of the millennial kingdom that our Lord will establish on this earth. Look again at verses 35 and 36. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. At that time, Jerusalem will be delivered, and the cities of Judah will be rebuilt and be secure, and all who love the Lord will be part of that glorious kingdom. David's praise in Psalm 69 is prophetic of millennial blessings. Practical application. Let God determine the acceptable time. Let God determine the acceptable time. We've seen that the occasion of Psalm 69 was that David was very much in need of help, and he needed it quickly. He was suffering intense persecution. He likens it to drowning and not being able to escape because he was sinking in deep mire. And yet, even in these circumstances, David does not demand help from the Lord, but requests it in God's acceptable time, or the time of God's favor. Verse 13, but as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Now, are we willing to take that position? Or do we demand God's help immediately when we're in deep trouble and really hurting, especially when we're suffering for no fault of our own? Let's try to follow David's example and let God determine his acceptable time for delivering us. This would apply to deliverance from physical pain, financial problems, unjust treatment, and many other areas of hurt. Let God determine the acceptable time.